Today's Masechta is Zvachon Daf Nun Aleph. We will begin on Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, 6 lines from the top. The Gemara continues with trying to understand different combinations of Limudim and of are they acceptable when we learn Kachim or not. Ask Madava Lama Binyan Av. Something was learned with a Dabba Binyan Av. Ma'ashi Lama Behekish. Can we learn a Binyan Av and then a Hekish? And the seventh question will be, after we learn a binyan av, can we learn a kezer shava? Can we learn a kavachayim? Can we learn a binyad? Says the Gemara Pshayt Miyachada. One of these questions presumably could be answered if a double binyan av is acceptable. And the Gemara quotes the Braisa. The Braisa says, "Nei ma'om lon bedos dom kosher." Where did Chazal teach us that if blood was not put on the Mizbech during the day, and therefore it became disqualified for Zrika. How do we know that if it was then used for Zrika, carbon is kosher? Says the Gemara, because we learn Sherulei Lomba Imurim kosher. We learn it from a Binyan Av, from the Imurim. The halach is that the Imurim have to be put on the Mizbech before the Lois HaShachar of the next morning, from when the carbon was brought. And the halacha is that if somebody delayed putting them on past that time, the halacha teaches us that they are left on the mizbeach, like all the amirim of a, like all the other amirim of a kosher carbon. Says the Gemara, we're saying that we find that if you put the amirim after when you were supposed to, it's still kosher. Lomba Amir and Kosher, Shrei Lomba Basa Kosher. How do we know that that is Dalacha? Because Dalacha is that Basa B'Shlamim, that if they were left overnight, they don't become Pasal. Why don't become Pasal? Because unlike all other Kabbalists, the carbon Shlamim may be eaten for 2 days and one night. So just like the meat that was left for the next day is Kosher, so we learned they Murim, which should have been put on the Mizbeach before the Alois HaShachar of the morning after, are still going to be kosher because the Murma learned from the Basar. So we learn, here we've learned a double Binyan Av. We've learned the Aloch of Amrim from Basar, and then we learned Dam from Amrim. Continues the Braisa, Yoitza, what's going to be the Aloch of parts of the carbon that were taken out of the Azara? And we know that the halacha is that if they're taken out of the Azara, they become pasul. The halacha is that if somebody did bring them back after they were taken out improperly and put them on the Mizbeach, that those Amrim are still going to be kosher. Hoyel v'yotze kosher b'bama. Because we have a precedent something that's taken out of where it's supposed to be is still kosher from a bama. Because all of the halacha of Azara and inside the Azara and outside the Azara is only by a carbon that's brought on the Mizbeach, not by a carbon that's brought on a bama. So since there's a leniency by a bama, we say it here as well. And the way to understand this Gemara is the pasuk says regarding the carbon oila, zois tyrus oila hi oila, and the tyrus says the word zois hi ha oila to teach us that if an oila was brought by night, if the blood was spilled, or if the dam was taken out chutz la zara. So the Gemara is focusing on those halachas. Tamei, what's the halacha if part of the oila became tamei? And therefore, it shouldn't be put on the Mizbeach. How do we know if it was put on the Mizbeach, which it shouldn't have been, as we just learned? How do we know that if they're put there, they can remain there? Says the Marahava Hutta by the Tzibur. We have a precedent for leniency by Tamei because of the Aloch of Tumah Hutta Tzibur. Chutz Lizmanoi. How do we know that if a carbon, there was a Machshava Chutz Lizmanoi, which of course makes the carbon parcel pigle, and if it was put on the Mizbeach, it can remain there, and Molo Lo Yeradu, Hoyle Maratz Lepigulay, because we see that the Zrika is a zrika that will make the carbon kosher. So you see that it still has an element of, so just like the zrika can make the carbon into piggle, it's still considered a carbon. If it was completely disqualified, then that wouldn't be possible. If there was a machshava chutz l'mkaymai, ha'yel v'hukish l'chutz z'manai, since the pasuk always connects those two halachas, what is the Torah trying to teach us? That they travel together. And just like we're saying now, if you put the chutz l'zmanai, carbon with the machshavas chutz l'zmanai on the mizbeach, it's going to be kosher, and this will be the same. Kibul psulim v'zor kudamim, what's going to be the halacha if kohanim who are posel to do the avoida, put the, did the Kabbal Saddam, or if they were the ones that did the, they did the Kabbal Saddam, or they did the Zrika Saddam. How do we know if somebody put the parts of that carpet on the Mizbeach, they could be remained there? It says the Gemara, this halacha applies, Bahana Psum the Chazal Avoda Tzibur, that a Kohen Tame, as we just said, the halacha is that Tumah Hotra B'tzibur. So since these individuals, in a case where it's an individual that under certain circumstances can bring a carbon, we'll also be lenient in Ola Lo Yerdu. But ask the Gemara, V'chidon and Davish Le'Bechsher B'Davish Le'Bechshera. We've been learning, for example, the halacha, when it was taken by a bomb of Chutz, so that should be a Raya by a bomber by the Azara. But the question is, there's nothing wrong to take it Chutz Lazara. Or the example, we started by saying, why if you brought the Amram the next day, which as we said earlier, you should not have brought it the next day, because by Elois HaShachar you should no longer bring it. Why is the halacha if you did bring it the next day, it's kosher? So we explained, because carbon shlomo could be eaten the next day. So that question is a very obvious question. By carbon shlomo, you could eat it the next day. So that's why that's the halacha by carbon shlomo. But how can we learn from the meat of the carbon shlomo, which we keep on repeating, could be eaten the next day, to the halacha of something else, like the Amram, which should not be brought the next day? Ask the Gemara v'chidonin, the Amram which should not have been brought the next day, from the meat which, according to the Torah, can and should be eaten the next day, answers the Gemara, correct. To rely on logic itself would be unacceptable here. Where does this all come from? Tanam Zayis Taras Oyle Riba Samachle. The pasuk says, the Torah says, what the Torah is teaching us is halacha, which we've mentioned in previous shurim, that something that if it was put on the Mizbeach, and it shouldn't have been put on the Mizbeach, lo yerdu. We learned in the Mishnah regarding the par and sar shem kippur, that there's halacha that they should be poured on the side hamaravi of the Mizbeach achitzin. That means, as we learned, that on Yom Kippur, they brought these special kabbonis, the par that the Kohen Gadol brought, and the sar l'Hashem, and they're both considered a karm chatos, and the halach is, the first their blood is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, afterwards it's sprinkled on the other side of the Parochus, and then on the Mizbeach. And the halach is that the leftover blood, Shiyari Adam, were poured on the side. The side is a ledge of that's on the bottom of the Mizbeach, that protrudes, that's an amma high, and protrudes an amma. And as we've also learned, that not all the sides of this, as we will be discussing quite extensively, not all sides of the Mizbeach had a yesoid, but this, the Tzad Maravi, the west side, had a yesoid, and that's where it should be poured. Ask the Marmai Tama, what's the reason that the halacha is that it should be put specifically on that yisoid? Amakra, because the pasuk said, "Yisoid mizbeach asher pesach oil moed." The Torah says it should be put at pesach oil moed the yesoid that's facing the Pesach oil, that's facing when you come out. And now the next words of the Gemara, not every girsa has, that's what Tosfos is focused on, as we were discussing now, Hahu the Pogabaratio. So the Gemara is saying, since that's the first yesoid that one encounters as he walks out of the Mizbeach, the opening of the Mizbeach is on the east side, and walking out you'll face the west side of the Mizbeach, and that's the one you face. So Tosfos makes a very interesting point. Tosfos says that we take out the words in the Gemara about who the Pogah Bereisha. What does Tosfos mean to say with that? Tosfos means to say that the words Hatu the Pogah Bereisha and the words Asher Pesach Oil Moed are teaching two different approaches. The words of the Gemara is Asher Pesach Oil Moed, there's a Xeris Akasov, the Torah teaches us the first Yesoid you encounter, that's where you should pour it. Hahuda Pogah Bereisha teaches us a different halacha. Hahuda Pogah Bereisha means that there's a rule of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs. When you have two mitzvahs to do, the halacha is telling us, go to the first. If that's the first, therefore you should pour it there. And in fact, Tosfos turns this into a question. Tosfos says that what does the Torah have to give us a pasuk to tell us where to pour it first? Isn't there indeed a rule of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs? And because there's a rule of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs, and that's the first yesoid you encounter, that's why you should pour it there. So Tosfos says a very interesting teretz. Tosfos says the concept of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs is only when we have two mitzvahs in front of us, and we have to decide which mitzvah to do. So Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs tells us to do the first mitzvah that we can do. But here there's only one mitzvah. So Tosfos says we don't say Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs, then. The Shita asks a question on this. He says that the Gemara in Masechet Menachos talks about the din that on the second day of Pesach we bring the Omer, and the Loch is we bring the Omer from the closest area we can bring it. And the Gemara gives two reasons. One is because the Tosfos says Carmel, it should be moist. And if you're going to have to transport the Omer, it's not going to be moist anymore. And the other reason is Eim Avir Mala Mitzvah. So we see, as the Shita on Tosfos, that they were only talking about one mitzvah, the mitzvah of doing Korban Omer. And therefore, we still are applying the concept of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvah. So how does, as the Shita, how do we understand Tosfos according to that explanation? So the Sefer Taras Chodesh explains there's two ways of having a situation of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs, where you're going to have to do two mitzvahs and you have to decide which mitzvah to do. Or even when there's one mitzvah, there is a case Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs. And that is, in our case, where the Omer that we just mentioned, which you can only take it from one place, Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs dictates that you should take it from the closest place. But in our Gemara, you could do the mitzvah just as well by taking it on a different yesoid. That wouldn't be a case of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs. That another teretz to the question of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs, that is Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs is Al Chatchila Din, that when one is coming to do a mitzvah, there's a rule of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs. But certainly, that isn't going to be even b'diavad. What our Gemara is teaching us is that if you did it if you have to do it on the Yisoid Maravi, you don't have an option. Turi Evin is dissatisfied with that answer because the whole halacha, which we're going to be discussing extensively in our coming shurim, is that there are many opinions that hold that the whole Shvicha Shirayim is not ma'akev. So how can we say that if the Shvicha Shirayim, if you didn't do it, it's not ma'akev, and at the same time say that if you put it in the wrong place, it's no good? Others suggest that maybe, what would be the halacha if somebody is standing on the side roimi already. So if the word vart is en yisar mavirim ala mitzvahs, so then he should, since that's where he is, that's where he should pour it at this point. But once that the Torah tells us, the Torah wants it to be on the side maravi, so even if he already went to the side roimi, what our Gemara is teaching us is go back to the side maravi, because that's what's required. Another explanation to answer this question is teretz that the Tori Evan offers. Yes, the Shiori Hadam from the Kabbonis that were brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Halacha should be certainly poured on the side Jeremi because of the reason of Emavirim Ala Mitzvahs. But that's only on Dam that's coming out of the Beis HaMikdash. Why would be the Halacha of Dam from a carbon that was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzin? That there, as we're going to learn, the Soy Deroimi is the closest one. And now, those two bloods got mixed up. So, which one, where should we pour it? What the Gemara is teaching us is that still, there's a special halacha that the dam of a carbon that was brought in the Mizbeach HaPnimi should always be brought on the outside Mizbeach, they should always be brought on the Maravi first. The Pasuk says, V'shamatim asamatzis, and the Mechilta teaches us, Al tikri el amatzis el amitzvus. To teach us, Kederach she'emach mitzim asamatzah, just like we're not allowed allow the matzah to become chametz, Kach emach mitzim asamitzvah, we have to do the mitzvah as quickly as possible. And bar mitzvah, and from here says, teach us Chazal, bar mitzvah liyotcha, if a mitzvah opportunity comes to you, al tach mitzenu. So, and Rashi says that this is the source for the halacha of eim avir mal mitzvahs. And there's a question how to understand the lima that we just learned in this mechilta. A machloikis hachroinim doesn't mean that it's a issa deraisa, this of eim achilta mal mitzvahs, eim achmitzim sa mitzvah, or it's only an issa derabonim. The Gemara in Masechta teach the Gemara in Masechta Soita Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph teaches us. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Leman Nukibol Schar Mi Almana. We learn what it means to do a mitzvah and get reward from it from an almana. And the Gemara tells us Ma'aseh Almana Achas. There was a widow Shoy Beis Knesset B'Shkunasa that had a shul next to her. V'Isabal Espal B'Chol Yoyim B'Beis Medrash Shor Rabbi Yochanan. And she would walk all the way to Rabbi Yochanan's Beis Medrash to daven there. Amala Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says to her, Harei yesh beis kinesecha b'shkinesecha, there's a shul in your neighborhood. Why are you walking all the way here? Amalai, so she responded to Rabbi, V'loi schar psis yeshli, don't I have schar psis for walking all the way to your shul? And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, if somebody has two shuls in his neighborhood, the mitzvah is to go daven in the shul that's further away, because he'll get, as the Gemara over there teaches us, schar psis. So as the Achroinim, we just learned, going back to the Gemara Menachis, that when you're cutting the Michas Oimer, and you could cut it from a closer area or a more distant area, we learned the concept of Eim Avir Malam Mitzvahs. So why over here, when it comes to davening in the shul, is the Gemara teaching us the Mavir Malam Mitzvahs and go to the further shul to get schar psis? That's the question, which is a very strong question. So the Shaul Sechuv Zichron Yehuda answers that by kravas ha'omer, what is the mitzvah? To bring the omer as a michas omer as a carbon. And therefore, the quicker you could do it, the better. When it comes to tefillah, we're not talking about a case that if you're going to go to the shul that's further, you're going to miss tefillah. Obviously, this woman left her home early enough to be able to daven and be there on time. So it's not the same. Another teretz is that the Stechemet suggests is only speaking about a case where a woman who was coming to the shul was not passing by any other shuls. And since she wasn't passing by any other shuls, so it's not considered Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs. Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs is only in a case where she's walking by a shul and she just doesn't walk in. He or she took a route that did not involve walking by any other shul. But a case of the Michas Omer, however, it's referring to a situation where you would have to pass by the place where you are, where you're going to take the Omer from. Another teretz is that the morale suggests is tefillah is different. What does tefillah mean? What is the purpose of tefillah? The purpose of tefillah is to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So walking to shul is an act of getting closer to Hashem. And therefore, walking to shul is not separate from the tefillah. It represents what tefillah is all about. The Rav Chaim Pelagi says that when it comes to the mitzvah of Omer, there the mitzvah is to bring the Omer. Everything else is not part of the mitzvah. It's very similar to the morale styrets. By tefillah, walking to the shul is part of going to the shul, a part of davening. And therefore, walking to shul is part of going to davening. That's why we can't compare the case of davening and the case of Omer. But not that we don't believe in the concept of, that's not to refute the concept of Eim Avir Malam Mitzvahs. There's a very, very famous machloikus. The Ratvaz was asked, was somebody, Rahman Slon, is incarcerated, but they let him, and there's no minion in the prison, but they let him to go out to daven the minion. Once a year, he could go out to daven a minion. And the question is, what should he do? Should he take the first opportunity to daven and go to daven a minion, or should he wait for Yom Kippur or something like that? So Ratva's opinion is, aim of Yom Kippur mitzvahs, and he should go immediately to daven b'minyan, whatever day it is. The Chacham Tzvi disagrees, and the Chacham Tzvi's opinion is based on a Gemara Masechta Menachos, where the Gemara over there speaks about a case where there weren't enough animals available for all the kabbonis, for Tamidim and Masafim, where you have to bring a Karban Tamid every day. On Yontiv, Rosh Chodesh, we bring a Karban Nisaf, Shabbos. What's better, to bring the carbon tamid, which is tadr, we brought every day, or the carbon musaf, which has more kedusha? And the Gemara explains that should we bring the musaf of today or the tamid of tomorrow? Ask the Chacham Tzvi, what's the question? According to Ratvaz, so if you could do a mitzvah today, do it today. Why? Where is there a right to delay? So he explains that there's another consideration into this discussion, a very important consideration, is yes, you could do the mitzvah immediately, or you could do the mitzvah, but you're going to do the mitzvah in a better fashion if you're going to wait. What should you do? Should you do the mitzvah immediately, or should you wait to do the mitzvah better? The question comes up, as the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Aruch Chaim Siman Tuf Nun Vav, when it comes to Kiddush Levana. As the Shulchan Aruch says, the preferable time to do Kiddush Levana is on a Matzoi Shabbos. But you could do it during the week. Should you do the Kiddush Levana during the week, or should you wait for Matzoi Shabbos? So he says that we know that the Shulchan Aruch, the Trumas Hadeshin, tells us, wait for Matzoi Shabbos. Again, there are many details to this halacha. So we see that when there's a conflict of to do a mitzvah, to do it better or to do it earlier, we just don't automatically say Eim Avirim Ela Mitzvah. So, number one, again, going back to what we discussed earlier, we see that Eim Avirim Ela Mitzvah is not limited to a case where you have two mitzvahs. Here there's even just one mitzvah, and we're still applying Eim Avirim Ela Mitzvah. There are many paiskim that seem to take an interesting compromise approach. We have to look, for example, at the back to the question that we began with that the Ratvaz discusses, where the person is in prison and is getting a one-day furlough. So one consideration the Paiskim say is, can we be confident that that furlough will, that that tefillah will remain available. Or maybe if this person doesn't take advantage of it immediately, he's going to lose it. That's one consideration. The other consideration is how much time is it between now and Yom Kippur? If Yom Kippur is imminent, then they say maybe you should wait for Yom Kippur. But if Yom Kippur is many months away, and follow the Chacham Tzvi's approach. If Yom Kippur is many months away, then take the Retva's approach. But then there's a very famous question where a person, we know that the day after Rosh Hashanah is Tzom Gedalia, and a week later is Yom Kippur. And there are people that are not able to fast both two fast days in 1 week, people who are weak. So the question is, should he fast on Tzom Gedalia, which is a Drabonon, or should he fast on Yom Kippur, which is a Deraisa? Or do we say, Eimavir Malamitzvus? The Shailos HaTshuvos, Lahoiris Noson, takes the approach that he should wait for Yom Kippur. So we see that Eimavir Malamitzvus is not an absolute halacha. We have to look at the circumstances. And actually, Davni Nezer makes the point that this is really a quite commonly asked question. The halacha is that if somebody is not lighting Hanukkah candles, the halacha tells us when he walks by the Hanukkah candles on Hanukkah, on the first night he would make a Shasson Nisim and a Shachiyanu, and on other nights he should make a Shasson Nisim. So now the question is as follows. I'm walking home to light Hanukkah candles. And I see a menorah right away. So I can make a Shasson Nisim. But I'm going to be making the Shasson Nisim without lighting the candles myself. Certainly, it is preferable to light the candles yourself. So what should he do? Should he make the Shasson Nisim? Eimach mitzvah mal mitzvah, eimavir mal mitzvah. Do the mitzvah immediately. Or should he wait till he gets home? And Avni Nezer and most poskim obviously have the opinion that wait till you get home. I am avir mal mitzvahs. So here clearly we again see that even though we're learning the concept of avir mal mitzvahs, A, it's applicable even by one mitzvah, and B, certainly if you could do the mitzvah better, if it involves waiting a little, you should do the mitzvah by waiting. The pasuk, the psukim that speak about the halacha of shvicha shrayim, of pouring the shrayim on the side on the mizbeach. There are many psukim that speak about that. There's a pasuk by the parakoy Mashiach that the halacha is that if a kohen gadol who became kohen gadol by being anointed with the shemen mishka, if he does an avera which other people will be chayv kar mechatas, has to bring a parakoy Mashiach. The Parhelm Dovah Shatzibur, where Bezdin issued an incorrect psak and they followed it, and they bring a Parhelm Dovah Shatzibur, a par of the Karmachatis of a Nasi, if a Nasi did an Aveira, for which we would have to bring a Karmachatis, he brings a Sawyer, and then a regular Karmachatis, where the Aloch is you bring a Kispa or Seira. And all of those parshas, the Torah says that the Shiari Hadam should be poured on the side of Mizbeach. And actually, in the first three that we mentioned, it says, Yisoid Mizbeach HaOyla. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbonin, the Psukim that say, Yisoid Mizbeach HaOyla, the Pasuk says it by the Parakoy Mashiach. The words of the Pasuk are, Veskol Adam HaPar Yishbach Yisoid Mizbeach HaOyla. So we learn from here that where is the extra blood poured? The extra blood is spilled on the mizbeach hachitzin, v'loya yisoy mizbeach hapnimi, not on the yisoyed of the mizbeach hapnimi. The next pasuk, which is stated by the parhelm davish atzibur, the pasuk says again, v'skol dam yishbeach yisoy mizbeach oyla. What does the Torah want to teach us with this? The Torah says, "Ein lo yisoid lemizbeach pnim atzmai," that there's no yisoid entirely on the mizbeach apnimi. There's another pasuk that we said by the Sor Nasi, where the pasuk says Vastami Yishbach Yisoyin Mizbech Ha'olam. And again, the question is, why was it necessary to say this? We already have so many limudim that we learned from the Parakai Mashiach and the Far Koin and from the Parahelm Dova Shatzibur to teach us Tein Yisoyid, that we have to make a Yisoyid Lemizbach Shoyla. That means that anybody who brought a carbon on Mizbeach Hachitzin, where the Torah did not speak in those kabbonis. An example would be the carbon oila. The Torah is teaching us that there's a halacha that by all kabbonis, there has to be shvicha shrayim. There's an interesting discussion amongst the achronim. What does it mean that you have to do shvicha shrayim? Certainly the halacha is that if you have leftover blood, you have to pour it on the yisoid. But the question is there a mitzvah to leave over blood in order to be able to, is there a mitzvah to leave over blood to do the mitzvah of Shvicha Shrayim? Because I saw Rav Leib Malin Zatzal explains that there's a fundamental question that needs to be understood about this mitzvah. Is it a separate mitzvah or is it part of the bringing the carbon? Is it part of bringing the carbon? Is it a din in the carbon or is it a din in the dam? If we say it's a din that in the carbon, so then part of doing the carbon properly is leaving over shirayim to be able to pour on the mizbeach. But if it's a separate chiv on the dam, so when is there a chiv on the dam? When I have dam. If I don't have dam, I don't have such a chiv. Says the Gemara, we just said that the pasuk of Yisoyid Mizbech Ha'olah is teaching us that there's a din of Shvicha Shrayim on all kabbonis that are brought on the Mizbech Hachitzin. Questions the Braisa, Oyeina, on Mizbech Sha'olah, Yehle Yisoyid. Maybe what the Torah is teaching us is that we're on the Mizbech Hachitzin, when we're applying the blood of a carbon oila, where should that be applied? On the corners that have a yisoid, which would be the southwest corner and the northeast corners, and not on the southeast corner and not on the northwest corner, because on the southeast corner there's no yisoid, and since they have to be done diagonally, that's why the other corners should be used for the yisoid, says the Gemara. Maybe that's what the pasuk is teaching us, that nothing to do with putting blood on the yisoid, but rather the point of the pasuk is to teach us that where should the blood be put when we're putting it on the top of the mizbeach. Amar Bishmo, the halacha that blood should be put on a corner under which there is a yisoid, we learned from a kal v'chomer. The pasuk says yisoid mizbech ha'olah. If we speak about the shrayim that, as we're learning, are not essential to the kapara of the carbon, still tun in yisoid, they should be put on the yisoid. Chilas oila, the blood that's put on the top, which is by a carbon oila, which makes the kapara of the carbon. We know the zrikas adam is what makes the kapara on the carbon. B'shemechaperis and adin certainly should tun in yisoid. It has to be put on a place where there's yisoid. Amr Bekiva, Rekiva says, the halacha, that the dam should be put on a corner under which there is a yisoid. Again, we don't need the pasuk to teach us that. We can learn it from the following kal v'chomer. Ma shirayim b'shem mechaprim v'ein boin lekapara. We'll see soon what that means. Tuna yisoid. Certainly, tchilas oila shimechaperes v'gambol kaparas eredin shetei tuna yisoid. And that's how we know that it has to be put on the yisoid. Ask the Gemara M. Cain if the halacha is that when we're putting the dam of a carbon oil on the mizbeach, it should be put on a corner where under which there's a yisoid. Ma tam loimer a yisoid mizbech oila. What is it coming to time to teach us? Says the Gemara, ten yisoid lemizbech shel oila, that all kabbonis that are brought on that mizbeach achitzin, the dam should be poured on do you side? And the Gemara begins the Braisa. This was the Braisa, and now the Gemara begins analyzing the Braisa. Amamar, the Pasuk said, you side Mizbech Oilo, but a Parakai Mashiach, to teach us that it should be put on the outside Mizbech, the leftover blood from the Parakai Mashiach should be put on the Mizbech Achitzin, but ask the Gemara, how can we use it for that limud? Isn't the pasuk here to teach us that the dam should not be put on the inside mizbeach? So how is it available to teach us? The pasuk is coming to teach us that very fundamental halacha, and not to teach us that we may not put on the inside mizbeach apneimi. And says the Gemara, this halacha that you could put it on the mizbech chitzim, we learn from the pasuk asher pesach oil moed nafka, that the carbon is the shrimer put on a mizbeach, which is by the door of the oil moed outside. So the words ayisoy mizbech oila are superfluous, and to teach us that only on the mizbech chitzim can they be placed, nowhere else. The pasuk said further by the sar nasi, as we learned in the Braisa, a yisoid mizbach oila, to teach us 10 yisoid, the mizbach sha'oila, that the Tosuk is telling us that anybody that has any carbon that's brought in the mizbech achitzin, the dam should be put on that, that the shiraim should be put on the yisoid. Because says the Gemara, this akadata k'tiksiv, if you wanted to explain the pasuk, as it seems to say, that it's only speaking about the Sar Nasi, Hani Lamali, why would we need to say the words Ayisoid Mizbech Oila? We could have said Ayisoid Mizbeach. And we know that's speaking about that the outside Mizbeach. And if we'll say to teach us Shirayim, that the Shirayim have to be put on the Mizbeach Achitzin, that is obvious. Because Habaroi Avadlai, that we're talking now about kabbonis that are put on the outside, that were brought on the outside Mizbeach. If kabbonis that are done inside the Mizbeach, we put outside, so certainly kabbonis that are done outside should be done outside. V'chi tema, and if you'll say that the reason the Torah said that the dam of a carbon that was brought on the Mizbeach Achitzin should be put on the, maybe should be apach mepach, and maybe what the Torah is saying is the carbon that was done inside the dam is put outside, and the carbon that's done outside, the dam should be inside. The baroi, the carbon that was brought outside should be brought legavoi, when the gavoi legavoi, and therefore we need to teach us that that shouldn't be the case, says the Gemara, that there is no Yisoy for the Mizbech HaPnimi. So there can never have been a Havamina that that's the place to put the Dam of the Mizbech HaChitzin. So what must the Torah be telling us? That all Kabbonis should be put, all the Dam of all Kabbonis that were brought on the Mizbech HaChitzin, even if the Torah does not say explicitly so, should be put on the side of the Mizbech HaChitzin.